This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, welcome to the Carson Anderson program. I am Doug Karsh. That is Scott the Gator Anderson. How are you today, Scott?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah. You have fun last night?
I did, yeah. Drove out to the Pistons game, and that was fun. Off to a great start, and Boston couldn't knock down a shot early, and Pistons built up a nice lead, and then it went away quickly. And
dude, with Boston, it can go away quickly.
I said this at halftime. I was talking to a couple different people, and King, you might appreciate this more than Doug because of the gambling aspect. But it felt like watching that lead go away was like getting on a bad streak at the blackjack table, okay, where you cannot win. It's just no matter what you. What are you up? I'm up a couple $100. I'm doing pretty well. And 2 minutes later, you're like, where are you? I'm down. Like, what happened?
Well, the Celtics are so good, like their roster and as a team and everything. They are the dealer. You know, like, you feel like they're definitely going to come back at some point.
The house,
like,
rules.
I watched that game and I'm like, I felt good, of course, but I didn't feel great. You know, there's always that chance, hey, the dealer is going to get me at some point. I just got to withstand it, right, Gator?
Yeah.
I got to win the big hands,
you gotta ride
lose
it out,
the small ones.
Right? Don't bet too big right now. You're not going to get, you just ride it out,
right.
Ride out
Bettman,
the shoe, and
Bettman,
then maybe you get
Bettman.
The next one.
Yeah. Right, here's the max bet.
Yeah, here we go.
They jumped on Boston early, as you mentioned, and using a 14-0 run, and Malik Beasley had 12 in that stretch. And then Boston bounced back and made it 20-19. Celtics led. Then the lead ballooned to 15 after the Celtics took the lead, and they were tied at half.
It was unbelievable.
It was, you know, with Boston, their starters were 14 of 36 from three, and you feel like they're never dead or they're never out of it. Of course, Detroit made their day in the paint. They dominated the paint.
I mean, this is today's basketball, right? And Boston won the championship, and they win the championship because they can knock down those shots. They took 49 three-point shots in that game.
Everybody can shoot them for them.
They only took 80 shots in the game.
Yeah.
49 of them were from three-point land. The Pistons, conversely, took 89 shots, but only 33 were from three. But the Pistons knocked them down. They knocked down 39% of those shots. So that does it. You know, you see that disparity, and there was a huge rebound disparity. 51-32 was the rebound disparity in favor of the Pistons.
Yeah.
So anything the Celtics missed, the Pistons just grabbed, and then the Pistons had a bunch of offensive rebounds. It was that was a good game, you know, and I recognize that that they didn't have one of their better players playing in that game, and I don't care because the Pistons still playing without Jaden Ivey. Mm-hmm. And they played without Dennis Schroeder last night as well. So,
and Fontecchio.
And Simone Fontecchio. Where has he been this year? What? The guy we saw last year was like, oh, can't wait to see him this year. And he's just completely disappeared. But it was a game that we went into it saying kind of a big game, taking on the defending champs, a team that won six in a row, a team that has owned the Pistons over the last, I don't know, three seasons. I don't think the Pistons had won in a bunch of years against them. And we're looking at this saying, okay, a little bit of a yardstick or measuring stick for us as fans and us as talk show hosts. Like, let's see where they're at.
Yep.
And then they go out and they absolutely spank the Celtics. They spanked them. As you mentioned, sure, Boston came back and tied it at the half, and then the Pistons said, all right, enough of this.
Well, it's
go up by 11 after three. And then
it's just where a pretender folds. Like, a pretender folds when Boston comes back twice and erases big Detroit leads. A pretender doesn't respond. A team that is establishing itself as legit, there's all kinds of tests you have to pass. One of them is just winning the game, and they won the game against the Boston team that had been playing very well. Two is withstanding their run. Like, I would imagine throughout that game, Boston never felt out of it. They probably weren't panicked. No. They were like, yeah, we can still win this game, and we expect to win this game because they are the defending NBA champs, and the Pistons are the Pistons. And Boston, quite frankly, has shown in the past that they don't respect the Pistons, and we'll give some examples why coming up. But they won the game. They answered the bell. And I do wish, okay, I do wish that these two teams play one more time in the regular season, because I think there is an element of you cannot help but see a team that you've beaten 13 consecutive times, the many guys on this Boston roster probably have never lost to, that takes the court and they're just like, yeah, it's the Pistons. Like, I get it that they're hot. I get it that they're the story of the league. But Boston walked onto the court last night thinking, we just do our thing and we win this game. I don't suspect that they looked at it as a big game. We looked at it as a big game.
They may not have. I mean, they beat the Pistons the previous three games this year. They won the last game in December by 24 points over the Pistons. So they're feeling pretty chesty about it, I would imagine. But they did rest one of their better players. But Pistons blew them out by 20. And the Pistons, they shouldn't, I don't care about it. They just go out and do your thing. And, you know, the Pistons did make 53% of their overall shots. They shot well. They defended well. They out-rebounded. They played a better game, and they embarrassed Boston last night, frankly. So to win, they're now eighth in a row. The Pistons have won eight games in a row. Think about that.
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking about it all morning.
That's half their win total from last year, isn't it?
More than half.
Dude, last year, I'm pretty sure, you correct me if I'm wrong, Kang, you too. I'm pretty sure last year they couldn't win three in a row.
I'll check that.
Yeah, do you want to check that?
Listen, oh. Eight isn't a teen number, but that's still a pretty impressive streak.
Oh, don't start with a teen number.
I'm just saying eight in a row is impressive.
It is impressive.
It is very impressive. Yeah. That should be the homework your daughter's kindergarten teachers.
Yeah.
Circle how many wins in a row the Pistons will end up with. That's a homework project. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Pistons now five more wins in a row away from being a teen number.
Well, if you missed yesterday's show, and Kang's daughter had a homework project where she had to circle all the numbers that were teen numbers. And we got into this debate about 11 and 12. And if you go to Google and ask, is 12 a teen number? The first answer is no, it's not. The second answer is yes, it is. These are the first two populated fields. If you ask Google, is 12 a teen number? So we got into this weird debate.
You got to confuse the kids early.
Yeah.
You know, let them know right off the bat.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know. Shrug your shoulders as a math teacher in kindergarten.
So that if people are wondering what the hell we're referencing, that's it.
You can always use the rewind feature on Odyssey.
You can.
The Odyssey app.
Hustle, because it's all only bookmarked for 24 hours.
And I think we did that in the 1 o'clock hour yesterday.
Yeah, so you have plenty of time to hear this. It was a very compelling debate. Anyway, message sent, okay? Message sent. Boston received the message last night. The next matchup this year is going to be awesome.
Against Boston? Yeah, we can only hope that they get to that.
Can we all agree the next matchup with Boston has potential to be awesome?
Potentially the second round of the
playoffs? I do wish they played again because they got their attention, right? Now that the Boston knows, all right, we can't mess around with this team, and I would like to see a Boston team that approaches it the way it was an approach from our standpoint. And I'm not dismissing. Please don't interpret this the wrong way. I'm not being dismissive at all of that win. That win was awesome. And it's catching people's attention around the country. There's plenty to discuss. We have a question for the fans that we will get to today at 10:20. And we do want to hear from you, Piston fans. That is coming up here on Carson Anderson on 97.1, The Ticket. Hey, we all know the cost of everything is going up. Heck, you can't leave your fast food restaurant, your favorite one, without spending at least $10 a person. So skip the drive through and make it to your favorite Twin Peaks for happy hour. They run the best happy hour in the state with You Call It and Shot Caller. Do you drink Tito's? $5. Jack Daniels? $5. Captain Morgan? $5. 29 Degree, Dirty Blonde, or Naughty Brunette? Yep, you guessed it. $5. They even taken a step further with Shot Caller. You want to be a Shot Caller? Patron, $7. Woodford Reserve, $7. Grey Goose, yes, sir, $7. But it doesn't stop there. They've mixed in 8 food options like $5 fried pickles and billionaire bacon or $7 loaded fries, cheese bites, or their smoked chicken quesadilla. New and improved happy hour runs Monday through Thursday from 3 to 6. Then again, late night from 10 p.m. to close. Can't think of a better way to end a workday than heading to your favorite lodge and taking advantage of these awesome deals. And there's the beautiful Twin Peaks girls as well. If you're coming in today, you're in for a real treat. They're kicking off their amazing Beanies and Bikinis costume party. It runs till Sunday, so if you don't want to miss that. We all know how pricey it is going out for food these days. Enjoy great deals and the best company right now at Twin Peaks. Stop in today and see what it's all about. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. That's Tim Legler talking about the Pistons on ESPN. I was flipping through just some stuff today and going through sort of the morning routine. You know who's got a story on the Pistons today? The Wall Street Journal.
Really?
Yeah. Bobby Marks of ESPN tweeted out the following. The Detroit Pistons continue to be the best story in the NBA. And I was thinking about this. We went from one of the biggest stories in the NFL, our team spent a bulk of this season being arguably the biggest story in the NFL. Maybe we could debate that. It doesn't even really matter. You don't have to. They were a big story. The Lions were a big story. And we get into the winter sports, and now the Pistons, I mean, everybody's saying it. They're the best story in the NBA. This has been a good time for Detroit sports. And it's really, really cool to have our team being processed nationally this way. I think we've all sort of watched this slow climb since the middle of December. And I think they're winning over their fan base too. Like you didn't, the hardcores that have been winning this entire time, good for you. And I'm sure you're feeling a great sense of satisfaction today. But the people that have kind of been skeptical, been waiting. I mean, we took texts yesterday and Kang, you saw them and sent them over. Yeah, this has all been cool. Boston's going to kill them tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I said yesterday I expected Boston to win, and I said I wouldn't overreact if Boston beat the Pistons by 20. But I will overreact if the Pistons beat Boston by 20. We're going to the playoffs, baby. We're going to win a series. Doug, you mentioned the Lions grabbed national headlines in the 2024 season.
Yeah.
The Pistons are doing it right now.
Yep.
The Tigers did as well in the 2024 season. Three of our local teams this season have grabbed national headlines.
Wow.
Like the attention of like other sports, like Field Yates tweeting about
Field Yates. Who's ESPN?
Field Yates.
Field effing Yates. Who's a football writer for ESPN?
Who should be concentrating on the combine? Took time out of his day to go. By the way, the Pistons.
Right? Exactly. All right. So here's our question for you. What do you like most about this team? What do you like most about this team? Where when you watch them, is there something specific you're watching for? So you can say to your boys, see that right there. Is there anything about, like, what is it about this team that you like the most? 248-539-9797.
For me, it's just how they're growing together and they're getting better and better. And the younger players are becoming better players. And now as a team, what you're seeing is the growth as a team. It's no longer, okay, we just got to worry about Cade Cunningham and that's it. Somebody else might flare up here once in a while. No, now it's, Cade Cunningham's going to get you for 25 a night. and he's going to dish out 9 or 10 assists. So he's going to account for, you know, 40 points or whatever. You got to look out for Malik Beasley hitting the outside shot. Okay, try to stop that. Fair enough. Now they've developed Jalen Duren inside. Now he's become an inside force. Look out for the lob because he'll go up and get it and he'll slam it home. Okay, you think you got that under control because you don't believe in him? Okay, fair enough. How about Tobias Harris? Tobias Harris stepping back, knocking down three-point shots, backing down his defender and taking, you know, turnaround jumpers and fadeaway jumpers and knocking those down. This is, dare I say, kind of a complete team. They're not complete, but they're getting, like, that percentage is creeping up closer and closer to the top there with how complete they are. I really like what they have. And then they bring a guy, they bring guys off the bench that are competent players off the bench. You know, Isaiah Stewart does his job defensively, and you know, I think he was plus 19 last night. This is a team that's worth watching, and they've got the youngest talent, like the Asar Thompsons and the Ron Hollins of the world, that just bring energy.
Yeah, I just love how young they are. I mean, this is a team that has a 19-year-old Ron Holland, a 21-year-old Jalen Duren, a 23-year-old Isaiah Stewart, a 23-year-old Cade Cunningham, a 22-year-old Asar Thompson. Like, this is a young basketball team. They're the fourth youngest in the league. Interestingly, the youngest team in the league is one of the better teams in the league in Oklahoma City. But this is a very, very young basketball team. And you have to be enthusiastic about what is next. And it's kind of all happening in front of our eyes. And look, anybody who lived through the Red Wings of the 90s, the build up to them, you know, and getting out of the first round, you know, making the playoffs and then getting out of the first round and then making it to the Stanley Cup Finals and then getting swept in the Stanley Cup Finals and sort of each year going up rungs in the ladder. Pistons, the bad boy Pistons is maybe the greatest example of, oh, can they get past Atlanta? And then when they got past Atlanta, it was, can they get past the Celtics? And they didn't. And then they finally did. And could they get past the Lakers? And they didn't. And then they finally did. There was a buildup with that team. We've watched it with the Lions.
Yep.
You know, 0-7. And then they get hot as hell. And then they feel like they're, you know, playing, winning 9 out of 10 games since. You know, the Tigers. Tigers were terrible. They had that one-off season where they signed Pudge and Fernando Vina and Rondell White. And all of a sudden they started getting better and better. And this is the infancy stages. And they're so freaking young. And you know what's not going to happen right now? They've set it up so you probably aren't going to see Cade Cunningham say, I just want to go somewhere where I can win, man.
You know what I like watching now is when Asar Thompson has the ball and they clear out of space. You're like, you go ahead and you go one-on-one. Yeah. I love watching that guy work. Because he's only going to get better, and he's already showing that he's going to be pretty darn good.
Yep. 248-539-9797.
My favorite thing about this team right now is just, I spoke about how the going to work Pistons did it and how the bad boy Pistons did it, and they did it by kind of crashing the party and doing it their own way. I feel like this Pistons team is kind of doing that as well. Like, they have the three-point shooting because you just, it's an absolute necessary thing in today's basketball. But with that being said, they play defense. They hustle. I don't think teams play defense the way they play defense. They score points in the paint where everyone's like, don't go in the paint. You only can shoot three-pointers, right? No. The Pistons last night dominated the paint. Hey, guess what? 2 points are pretty good, too, when they're high percentage. When Jalen Duren's dunking the ball or Asar's taking it to the hole or Sasser or Cade's ethical scoring, you know, that's another thing that's very refreshing that they're doing that other teams don't do. So I like that my favorite thing is, they're crashing the party again with their own style.
248-539-9797. That's a great one. Let's go to Mark. You're on 97 with a ticket. Hi, Mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. So great to hear Pistons talk on the radio. My favorite thing about the team, and you guys were touching on it earlier, is when you have your best player in Cade Cunningham diving on the floor to make a play, that sets the tone for the rest of the team. And you don't see that in the NBA much anymore. All of our successful championship teams in Detroit played unrelenting defense. And you saw a glimpse of that last night, especially with Asar Thompson. 4 steals in an NBA game against a championship caliber team is very impressive. So I'm just loving this team, you guys, especially the fast break. It's just, they're exciting to watch. And this turnaround has been astonishing.
You sold him short, by the way, Margo. It was 5 steals last night.
Oh, 5 steals.
Yeah.
Even better. And you guys, I don't think he's even played a full NBA season yet with the injuries. So well, we're just scratching the surface.
I mean, the thing about it is there were injuries in the past. We're seeing a young group come up. Cade is a star, and other guys are finding their spots. When Ausar Thompson put Jason Tatum on skates last night, it didn't even result in a basket. It resulted in a foul. But that place went crazy. Like, everybody was enjoying themselves. 248-539-9797. Bryant, you're next. What's up, Bryant?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I'm one of those longtime fans, been waiting for this moment, man. We've come a long way from watching Malachi Flynn drop 50 on a random night. But I love about this team, and mainly it's just watching Cade, because part of the reason I think the NBA and the ratings is down, it's all about just foul baiting and these stars going and shooting 10 to 12 free throws a game, and Cade doesn't need to do that. Like, you watch his game, and he can score at so many different levels. He controls his own pace. He's great, obviously, making assists and passing the ball, but it's refreshing to watch a guy that can score 50 or can score 30 or 40 points a game, and he shoots maybe 4 or 5 throws. Like, he's doing it in such a productive way where he doesn't need the help from the rest to get there.
And he can maybe not score for a quarter and a half at times, or not score as much as you'd like him to, and then he explodes. He's an explosion waiting to happen. He takes over when if he has to, he goes ahead and takes over.
Yeah, and you talk about, here, George and Greg talk about on the calls all the time, how he gets assaulted going to the rim half the time and they never call it. And he doesn't let him affect his game. He just plays through it. Maybe he'll start to get that respect, you know, as he becomes better and the team becomes better, but it's just refreshing to watch a guy not trying to, you know, shoot 12 free throws and bait the rest into all these calls. So it's enjoyable to watch, and it's been a long time coming, man, so it's exciting to see.
You know, we should probably start thinking about who what kind of players bait refs and try and get to the free throw line.
Can you think of one?
I can't. 248-539-9797. This goes back years, people. It goes back years of how much I cannot stand the way Trae Young plays basketball. But that's not Cade. You heard Kang use the term ethical scorer. All right, you tell us, what do you like most about this Piston team? And look, we got to play something a Celtic said last year. And we'll play it for you coming up, because it's indicative of what people used to think about the Pistons. That is coming up at 10:35 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Keeping your house warm this winter has got to be a priority, right? Of course it is. That's why the red, white, and blue trucks, they're everywhere. Call the expert technicians at Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, and they're going to help you and your family stay warm this winter. Look, they are amazing. They're everywhere for a reason, because people need help, and these guys come out and they help you right away. But don't just take my word for it. Go ahead, do you some research. Check out the A-plus rating they have from the Better Business Bureau, or how about some of those 5-star reviews on Google, and read what they say about them on Google. Really specific as to why they're awesome. So whether it's your furnace or water heater, boiler, or water filtration, schedule an appointment at BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.
We've gone from having one of the best stories in football / best sports stories in all of sports with the Lions to now what is being hailed as the best story in the NBA. It's the Detroit Pistons, a 117-97 winner over the defending NBA champs Boston Celtics last night. Message sent, message received. The Pistons are no longer a team to be messed with. You have to take them seriously. Is it possible Boston didn't look at this the same way we did? Of course. Of course, in Detroit, this was probably the most important regular season game in years from a standpoint of how it was approached, how it was looked at, how our team, you know, put a lot into it.
Well, they just want to keep winning. I mean, that's the thing. I don't know if it was the most important game of the season or in years, but it's an opportunity to show the rest of the league that, you know, they are to be taken seriously, and that this isn't just a cute story. I mean, this is a growing team. You don't win eight games in the NBA in a row just on a lark. I mean, this, you have to be good to do that. And this is as good as the next test is, because the next test is tomorrow night and it's Denver. That's not easy. So you got to keep stacking, keep doing what you can do. But the fact that they went out and blew out Boston, that they had huge leads, lost them, had a huge lead, lost it, and then had a massive lead and kept it and won by 20. Yeah, that's impressive.
So look, you, yesterday we heard, hey, is that disrespectful from Ben Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Our former offensive coordinator, who is now the head coach of the Chicago Bears. It felt like there were some slights coming at Detroit when he spoke of his new team and, you know, praising Caleb Williams, but then kind of pointing out what Jared Goff isn't capable of. And there was Penei Sewell. There was that comment he made. Penei Sewell threw a better ball than Jared Goff. Like, it was just weird. And he didn't need to do it the way he did. Chicago pizza is better than Detroit pizza. Whatever. We know what he's doing. He's trying to appeal to his new
family. He's a jerk.
Well, that can be perceived as some kind of disrespect. I don't know how else to perceive what Jaylen Brown of the Celtics said about the Pistons at Celtics Media Day. This was circulating on the internet last night. People tagged us on it. We do appreciate it. Jaylen Brown, what was he talking about, Kang? Like leadership, how he wanted to be a bigger, better leader or something?
Yes. And it was like Media Day for the Celtics.
Yeah, it was back in September. This is back in September, September 24th. Okay, so this will tell you a little bit, because for some reason he brings up the Pistons. And this will tell you a little bit about how this team, at least the Celtics team, approached or how they perceived the Pistons. Jaylen Brown from Celtics Media Day, here's what he said. I mean, he's basically...
Says the guy who didn't play last night.
But he's basically saying is the Pistons are our get-right game. When we play the Pistons, yeah, we're going to feature Sam Hauser and Peyton Pritchard because, and I quote, we're still going to win the game. That's the way the Celtics thought of the Pistons 5 months ago. And that, I hope, is echoed and being replayed over and over in the Piston locker room. I mean, maybe that stuff doesn't matter when you're a pro, but... He did say no disrespect.
I did say no disrespect. And look, I'll cut him a little bit slack with that, because he does say that and he's trying to make a point. You know, and by making that point, he actually threw a team name at it. He didn't have to. He could have said, you know, if you're playing a team that's not a playoff team or a team that struck over the last couple of years, he just happened to say, like, you know, no disrespect to the Pistons. It is what it is.
I think it's not like you. Usually you do fine.
I can, but I also, look, I think it's ironic as hell that he doesn't even, he sits the game out last night.
Yeah.
So whatever, load management, enjoy that. I understand what he's trying to say, though. I think it's more than a little arrogant to come out and say it.
Yep.
You know, sometimes we know that we don't have to bring our best against some of these awful teams. We'll let some of the young guys have a chance to, hey, you take 10 3-point shots and we'll run the offense for you. We're going to take a little break here.
He went so far as to say, we're still going to win the game.
Right.
We don't have to, like, try to beat Detroit. That's a, well, we'll just roll out the basketball and beat.
Well, and you know what? Maybe last year's team, that's exactly how you could approach it. But this, and he says this before the season begins. So before you can see what kind of team they have.
Gator. Here's the thing. You always, I like to fall back on wise words spoken by wise people.
Mm-hmm.
And the wise words in this particular instance are not up in here. Not up in here. Not anymore up in here.
No, it's a totally different team. Yep. And if teams didn't recognize that before the season, that's on them. You know, and I think we all were kind of feeling it out to start the season. What's this going to be like? Bringing Tobias back? Is that a big move? Is that a good move? Who's Malik Beasley? What's he going to do for this team? I don't know. New coach, new GM. I don't know.
You know what's going on, Gator? We're feeling kind of chesty.
I'm not feeling chesty.
Aren't you?
No, I'm trying to be. I'm liking what I'm seeing. I'm enjoying this ride. No, because they haven't done anything yet, right? Yeah, they've won 33 games.
I can't
sit here.
They're
7 above .500. They've won 8 in a row. I like all these things, but have they played a playoff game together yet?
No, they haven't.
They haven't done that. They haven't won. They haven't won a series. They haven't done anything yet, but they're trending in the right direction. That I like.
I think in the context of where this organization is, they've done quite a bit. They haven't done anything on a championship scale, but I think in the context of where they've been and where they're trying to get, I'm going to go ahead and say I think they've done something.
But they got to finish it. They have to. I mean, it's great where they're at right now. Well, yeah, but I'm saying I'm not going to get chesty about something until there's reason to get chesty about it.
This feels like the calls we get. Why are you guys so excited about the Lions? They haven't even made it to the Super Bowl yet. You're that guy right now.
No, I'm not that guy right now because that team went through two playoffs.
All right, let's get to your phone calls. Kevin in Ann Arbor, you're on 97.1. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I, like a lot of people here who've called in, we've watched a lot of bad basketball. I was at the game last night. I've been sharing season tickets now for about a few seasons now. This time last year, we were talking about Isaiah Livers being in the starting rotation. And now we are in a completely different state of mind. And I'm not going to repeat what everyone else said, but I also want to add in is one of the biggest surprises since the probably four games out of the All-Star break is Jalen Duren started the season off really inconsistent, and he's turned into such a good, consistent player within the system. And not only has his defense been good, his second-chance rebounds, second-chance points, and passing have all been stellar. And I am with you, Gator. Like, I am cautiously optimistic, and we're trending upwards, but they're doing the things that you want to see, which is they're getting boards, and the second unit is being consistent, and we don't even have Ivy back. There's going to be a lot of questions in the off season, but I think going forward with having an all-star in this team and having a lot of young talent in the star being a lockdown defender, and it's that you have – now two great defenders on each unit, both being Asar and Ron Holland. I don't think we'll be in the same position we were last season in the offseason, but there are very, 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 very many reasons to be optimistic of going forward.
Jalen Duren has double-digit point totals in 19 of his last 21 games. He has double-digit rebound totals in 18 of his last 21 games. This guy's a double-double every night, basically. And that's the development I'm talking about when you get these younger players. And then you mentioned as well, Kevin, to start the season, maybe not off to a great start for him and not sure what his role was, but it's clearly defined now. And this guy is just balling every night.
It's Carson Anderson, open lines, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents, and they have elite customer service. It's a huge difference. Michigan Auto Law chooses to take on fewer cases than other law firms. They take on fewer cases on purpose. This means they have more time for your case, a formula that leads to faster and larger settlements for their clients. Many people call Michigan Auto Law because they can't get a call back from their current law firm. Proactive communication is super important to them. Michigan Auto Law returns all phone calls within 24 hours. You will get a call back from them. They care more, so you win more. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Well, Pistons are making waves, that's for sure. Feedback coming in. The Pistons holding the Celtics under 100 points and winning by 20 is absolutely amazing. I don't believe the Celtics have been held under 100 all season. That is from an unnamed texter, and let me double check that and see if that's the case. They were held under 100 in LA against the Lakers. They lost 117-96. Which is a strikingly similar score to last night's 117-97 loss. And they lost to the Thunder 105-92. So it's happened a couple times. It's still impressive, but I am the captain of the Assar bandwagon. 4 steals in the first quarter. He was credited for 5 total. I swear he had 10. He was freaking everywhere.
Dude, he was all over Jason Tatum defensively. And then the highlight reel of crossing Tatum over on the offense was making the rounds all over the internet last night. Like, Jason Tatum thought, I mean, he was backpedaling into, like, no man's land. Like, he was like, please, God, help me. Don't make me fall.
Yep. Or, that kid's playing with confidence.
Assar Thompson's tremendous.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
Today's Piston thought: 1, no team wants to play the Pistons in a playoff series right now. 2, Assar Thompson and Ron Holland might be the best on-ball defenders we've had since Dennis Rodman and Ron Artest. 3, Malik.
Ron Artest.
Yeah, Ron Artest. Dennis Rodman and who's he mean?
Sally?
I don't know. 3, Malik Beasley's great play and his love for Detroit make him the type of guy that the city of Detroit really embraces. I'm so glad he did not get traded at the deadline. He's a keeper. That's from Mike and Celine.
Yeah, I'm so glad that he spoke up and said, I want to stay. I want to be here.
Yep.
There's no question he's going to get a contract with the Pistons, right?
An offer. But the thing is, with the rules, just so people know, like, hey, why don't they sign Beasley right now? They can't do the NBA rules. No. They have to wait till the offseason, and then everyone gets a shot at Beasley because of his contract and the way it's working.
Yeah, I guess we're going to find out how much he wants to be here. Detroit does have cap space, and Beasley is having a bit of a career resurgence. The last time he had a really, really, really good statistical season was when he was on a terrible Minnesota team, and that's one of those examples of somebody has to score the points. Now Malik Beasley is contributing in a big way on a pretty damn good team. So,
yeah, he's got his role. Comes off the bench, lights it up. I mean, he's this generation's version of the microwave Vinnie Johnson, but he's more explosive offensively.
248-539-9797. I've watched the last two Piston games from start to finish. I can't remember the last time I did that. Hey, this team is good and fun to watch. April in the D. It's been a long time coming. That's from Roger in Mount Clemens. Doug, did you say you've been thinking about the Pistons all morning? Well, heck, Gator must have been thinking about the Pistons while he was in the shower this morning. That's from Barry in St. Clair Shores.
That actually wasn't the case.
Well, just so people know, Gator, it was a draft prospect, wasn't it? Do you remember who it was that you said, you know, I was thinking about?
Just stop.
It's a true story.
Just stop.
Who is it you were thinking of in the shower?
Sorry, that in the morning was when I'm thinking about the show and coming up with topics and points and stuff like that. That yes, I use every time I can. What?
Don't take this the wrong way.
Oh, okay. How am I supposed to take this?
I'm not being critical. You said you were so locked in, you were thinking about an NBA draft prospect.
I did not say that.
In the shower.
Not an NBA draft.
NFL. My apologies. An NFL draft prospect while in the shower.
248-539-9797. Same number to text us if you'd like to contact us that way. What's next? What else we got? What's going on?
You don't recall who it was, Gator?
Can we stop?
I think it was Penei Sewell.
It was not Penei Sewell.
Oh, so you know who it was?
No, sure, it was Penei Sewell. That's exactly what I thought it was. How perfect am I? If only I was hoping that he could slip to the Lions in the draft, because I thought for sure Atlanta wouldn't be dumb enough to take somebody other than Penei Sewell. And yet they were dumb enough.
Your listener just said it was Zach Wilson.
Can we move on?
They remember this, Gator.
Yeah, they're not the only ones, Doug. Kang. Well aware.
248.
Ha, ha, ha.
248-539-9797. From an unnamed texter. Actually, we went from the Lions being the biggest story in sports to the Tigers being the biggest story in sports to now the Pistons being the biggest story.
Your move, Red Wings.
Yep. Dude, I got all kinds of trades I'm ready to make.
Are you?
I'm locked in, yeah.
Well, we're a week away.
It's happening. Nate in Grand Rapids. I love how much this team hustles on defense and in transition. You don't see that in the modern NBA. So there is a level of, it feels like they do have the effort thing from beginning to end. Like they're not, it's almost like they're too young to know better. Like, am I wrong? They feel like a team that's playing hard the entire 48 minutes?
They do. And I think that's what you can do when you have a young team. You're leaning on guys to go ahead and play. Make the most out of your opportunity.
Do we worry they might run out of gas doing that?
Well, if they were to be playing, you know, 40 minutes a game, which they're not. Look at the numbers last night. Tobias played 34 and Cade played 34. Outside of that, nobody played more than 29 minutes.
Looking down at Twitch, yeah, Big D Dog says it was Zach Wilson.
Okay.
Detroit Maid says it was Zach Wilson. So apparently it was Zach Wilson. So just.
You're really having fun, aren't you?
No. I'm just making sure that we know exactly. People are down with their Carson Anderson history. 248-539-9797. More feedback here. Do you guys think they will try and sign Beasley to a 3 or 4 year contract now? That's from Crum. Do I think they will try? Yes, I do. He is only 28 years old, and I think they will try. You know, again, that's why it's so important to see these strides being made. This is becoming an attractive place to play. Beasley might make the choice to stay here because you know, he's playing an important role on a team that's winning enough that he's not going to say, I want to go somewhere where I can win. Right? Are we just getting started here?
Yeah.
I don't want to overpay for anybody. No one does. But he's a guy that I would kind of think about, because we talk about wanting to be somewhere. I want players who want to be here. I want coaches who want to be here. I don't care if it's the Pistons, Wings, Lions, or Tigers. Because we saw what kind of happened with the last coach, where we all kind of were like, especially at the end, did that guy want to be here? Did Monty Williams want to be here and coach his team?
I really hope not, because if he did, that's just a bad reflection on him.
But Malik Beasley has said it over and over again. He wants to be here. And what a difference it can make when you want to be somewhere, right? If you're not with us, we're going to beat you. Like the whole Bregman thing, if you didn't feel like he wanted to be here, then I don't want him here.
Right. And obviously he does. And look, he'll get paid either way. You know, and if the decision comes down to he's got to make up his mind between one of two places, and Detroit's one of those places, would he give the Pistons that hometown discount everybody wants? I don't know, but I don't, it seems like the Pistons don't have to give a discount, that they've got money.
No, pay him market value, and you're good. I mean, things are getting crazy. I'm getting chesty. Kang wants the Pistons to acquire Alex Bregman. 248-539-9797. I'm most impressed with the Pistons' defense. During their 8-game winning streak, they've got 3 wins where they kept opponents under 100 points. Not an easy accomplishment in today's basketball. That's from Will at the GM Tech Center. Johnny in Rochester, I would say the unselfish play of the players, a total team. There is no diva on this team. More feedback saying Zach Wilson. Mike in Waterford says, I now watch the Pistons not only to watch Cade Cunningham turn into a complete stud, but also to watch Thompson and Duren grow into something special. Will says, 2 things that impress me about the Pistons. 1, Cade Cunningham's bag is deeper than Ben Johnson's.
Shots fired at Ben Johnson.
Yeah. 2, Malik Beasley's confidence is fun to watch. I'll give him the green light to pull up from the logo. I don't care. Right. Right, Will. But we'll pass it along to Malik. Will gives him the green light from the logo. Will don't care. Jim S. in Macomb says, I love Malik Beasley. Coach Bickerstaff should be coach of the year. And, of course, the growth of Cade Cunningham.
There was that sequence last night. It was a quick sequence where Beasley took the open 3, missed it. Rebound came right back to him. And he just, okay, I'll knock it down now with a man in my face. And he did. Those are the moments, man, where the crowd loves that kind of stuff. Everybody loves that kind of stuff. And it feels like the Pistons are having multiple moments like that during games. It's whether it's lobs and dunks or fast break points, whatever, the breakout passes that they're making, you know, these 50-foot passes that are all, like, perfect.
Yeah.
It's drumming up feelings that we haven't had in a long time about the Pistons.
Mark writes in, yo, I don't know if this is the case. He starts with yo, by the way.
Yo.
He really did write yo.
Yo.
Yo, I don't know if this is the case, but I feel that the grit that the Lions had has rubbed off on all the other teams in Detroit. We are a hardworking state, and now the teams are showing us that they are going to go hard. April and the D will be back this year. Also, we have so much young talent on all the teams and in their pipelines. Golden era of Detroit sports. I think we got to win some titles before I go that far. And this is a very popular theory. People think that all of the Detroit teams have assumed this grit thing. And I'm not as big a subscriber to that, but it is popular.
Look, I think that it's a popular way to play in all sports. So this isn't just germane to Detroit, right? You have teams that play with heart and with grit, the blue-collar attitude. We love them. We've had them here before. We got them here now, and we embrace that kind of attitude because that's the type of city Detroit is, and it's great to see.
248-539-9797. We'll get back to the Pistons. Got some college basketball to talk. We got the Red Wings a week away from the trade deadline. We got more from Brad Holmes in Indianapolis. Got a Are You Going to Eat That in the noon hour. It is a busy day on Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.